Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Tes Omud Aleph. We are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We are still learning Simon Shin Mem Hei, which deals with the halachos of the Arba Rishuyos, the four different domains on Shabbos. We had begun Sif Tes Vav last time, and we had read the entire Sif inside. We still have a Mishnah Berurah just to remind ourselves what we were talking about. We had over here a house that did not have 10 tefachim on the inside, but if you counted the roof, it had 10 tefachim altogether. And it was 4x4, so this met the criteria of Rishus HaYachid on the top. And on the bottom, inside, we considered it a karmelis because it wasn't 10 tefachim high. So then we said, Im chokek bo arba l'arba, if you dug out inside this house, in the dirt floor, an additional tefach, so you now have 10 tefachim on the inside, so this dug out area makes the entire inside to be a Rishus HaYachid. And this is true, we said, even if the dug out part was not within 3 tefachim of the walls. So again, picture this. You have a house that from the base floor to the ceiling is less than 10 tefachim, but in the inner area you did dig out down deeper an area that 4x4 tefachim, so that area is totally in height 10 tefachim or more tall. Therefore, the entire inside of this house, the area that is 10 tefachim as well as the surrounding area that's less than 10 tefachim is all considered a Rishus HaYachid. We had started this Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Samach Gimel yesterday. We'll start from the beginning again. Rosh Shalom, the Mechaber is telling us, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu Rachok Yosef Mishlosha Tvachim, even though the walls are more than 3 Tvachim from this dugout area that's 4x4 Tvachim on the inside, the Lekka Lememan Dehu Lovud. We don't say over here that this is the halacha of like Lovud, Kil Lovud, that this is over here a din, a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that when you're dealing with spaces less than 3 tefachim, we halachically consider them as if they're adjacent to each other. It's one big area. You don't have to apply that rule over here. Afilu hachi sagi, even without the dinim of lovud, this area is all called the Rishus HaYachid, even if the walls are more than 3 tefachim away from the dugout area. And the reasoning is, vatam, the gabi Shabbos, because in regards to Ilcha Shabbos, ikak peida, sheya Rishus Shebesocha mishtameres ayde hamechitzos hamakifinoso. In order to be called the Rishus HaYachid, you have to have the mechitzos around your area. The kivin shak solem mibachutz givoi masor tefachim, and since the walls over here are more than 10 tefachim tall, even though they're not right next to the dugout area, and the inner part that is dug out does have 10 tefachim, so the entire area is called Mikriya Guma Rishus HaYachid Gemura. The entire area that's dug out, that's a real Rishus HaYachid, and the surrounding area that's only 9 tefachim, Usharz Dodei HaChakak, the other area that's not dug out, next to the dugout area, Shesaviv HaGuma Mikrei Chorei Rishus HaYachid, they're considered like holes of the Rishus HaYachid, the Kirishus HaYachid Domu, and therefore they have the halachic status of Rishus HaYachid, as we've already learned, Kedileo B'Sif Dalet, and this is the explanation brought down by the Rosh. The implication of this rush is, however, umidvar of mashma, the implication would be, the imloa yuak solim givoa masor tvachim ibachutz. If the walls were not 10 tvachim tall, then this would not be an area that's considered enclosed by enclosing a Rishus HaYachid. And then, oz lo havi Rishus HaYachid, elo imke naguma smucha to shlosha tvachim lakosel, the amrinom lovud. Then, in this situation, it would not be considered that the walls are encompassing the Rishus HaYachid area unless they were within 3 tefachim over here of the dugout area. You wouldn't need to apply lovud in that situation. And then, v'harehi kigavoa asara tefachim, then the walls would then have the halachic status of being 10 tefachim tall because you could include them with the dugout area because of the din of lovud. And this is worked out by the Magen Avraham. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself brings down Ube El Yerabah mistopic b'zeh. The El Yerabah is not clear that this distinction of the rush does in fact apply. That finishes off Sif Tesvav. And now we start the Mechaber, Sif Tesayin. The Mechaber writes, Gag HaBolet, you have a rooftop over here that stretches out over and beyond the walls that are supporting this roof. So the roof goes beyond the walls that are below it, and you can't see those walls below it. So Gag HaBolet al Mechitzos HaBayis, the rooftop extends out over the walls of the house. Be'inyon, and in a way, She'ein Mechitzos HaBayis Nikoros La'omed al Gag, that the walls are not visible for somebody standing even on the edge of the roof. So then, heavy karmelis. Then, this rooftop is not called a Rishus HaYachid, but it now has the status of a karmelis. And this is true, afilu hu gavoa v'rochav harbe. This is true even if it's tall and it's quite wide. It nevertheless doesn't have the status of being a Rishus HaYachid. Let us better understand this by seeing the Mishnah Berurah inside. Let's start with Sif Katan Samach Dalet. And he tells us, Ke'en gag shalanu. This is like a regular rooftop like ours, a flat rooftop. Sivkarnu samachay, that stretches out over the walls. Hatam, the reason why it's not considered over here a Rishus HaYochid, demash nasa hagag Rishus HaYochid, when a gag is normally a Rishus HaYochid, haynu mishum damrina, and that's because we say that the walls, so to say, extend up above the roof. Good osik mechitzos hatachtonos lamala. The walls that are supporting the roof are viewed in halacha as also extending above the rooftop, and therefore the roof is considered halachically enclosed by this principle. Another halacha Moshe Sinai called good osik, that the walls go up. And therefore the top area of the roof, which doesn't physically have walls around it, is halachically considered to have walls around it from below. But this is only true, this is only if the walls are recognizable to somebody standing on the roof. As opposed to, in our case, when it's extending over the walls and you can't see the walls, for lo shayach good osik, this principle of good osik doesn't apply. And therefore, mimela, kivid ein lo mechitzos, since this top area doesn't have walls surrounding it, halachically and certainly not physically, ein lo rishus hayochid, it can't be rishus hayochid. The definition we learned, the rishus hayochid has to be surrounded. For also the tal to love, therefore you're not allowed to go and carry within it, kim besochar b'amos, you're only allowed to carry within it less than dalet amos, like any other karmelis, kishar karmelis. Sivkot and samachvav, this is true, afilu hu gavoa, the chule, or if it's very wide or very tall. We're going to learn towards the end of today's shir, then karmelis tofes rakat asor, that a karmelis only goes like Rosh Hashanah up to 10 tvachim tall, and above that it's a mokum tor. Ulamal mizeh heavy mokum tor. Dahainu davko. That's only true. Hechosha karmelis mascheles min mokum anamuk. That's only when the karmelis starts from the bottom, min akarka, from the ground. Then Ozamino Sheno Tofis Avir Rak Adat Soratvachim. Then we say it only goes up 10 tvachim. However, Avokan in our case, the shame karmelis Allah Machmash Ein Lo Mechitzos Kishar Rishus HaYochid. Here, the only reason it's called the karmelis is because there are no walls over here. Otherwise, it would be Rishus HaYochid. So then Chol Allah Shame karmelis Af Shegavoa Yoser Miasor Min Oretz. Then it can be called the karmelis, even though objectively it's more than 10 tvachim above the ground. But it's not 10 tvachim above this floor over here of the roof. But the Mishnah Berurah therefore says, Miyu, Zepshito, the Al Hagag, when you're on the roof, Gufa, Enotove, Shem Karmelis, Alaviro, Rak Adasar Tvachim. Then you start again over here, and you have 10 Tvachim from this rooftop. And above that, it also isn't called the Karmelis. And this is exactly Kedin HaBikah. This would be the same thing as if it was on the ground. Then he tells us, V'ayin Be'el Yeraba, Shevafakbek, Al Psaka Shulchan Aruch. This Psak over here that's given Stam over here by the Shulchan Aruch is not agreed to by the El Yeraba. And likewise, the Vilna Gaon, V'chein Agroah, B'Beyurin, the Bira Agroah brings down Hevi, Mikama Rishonim, the name of various Rishonim, which you can see in Sivkotin, Samaches, and the Shara Tzion, includes Tosos, the Rambam, and the Rashba, who argue the Pligi Al Dinzeh. And they hold the Savre, the Bechol Gavne, Ein Shayach Shem Karmelis, Lamalami Asar. They hold a much more lenient opinion that says if you look it from the ground, then you can't be a Karmelis if you're more than 10 Tvachim above the ground. Even if you're starting from a rooftop, let's say that's 20 Tvachim above the ground, that entire area there cannot be called Karmelis, because if you look at it from the ground, it's more than 10 Tvachim above the ground. The issue footnote number 48 gives several explanations for this, Ayin Shom. And anyway, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "V'chein le'inyan zizin hamavur l'kame." We're going to learn in a moment what about projections that extend out from the roof over here. The same halach would apply, the same machlokas would apply over here between the mechaber and these other rishonim over here. Gam kein daitam. In this situation, these rishonim that the Groh and the Yeraba bring down, the v'chol gavne ein aleim shem karmelis. They never have the status of a karmelis. Kiven shul l'malam yasar. They're more than 10 tefachim above the objective ground. That is their opinion. It's not called the Karmelis. The Hiskim Ladino Imam. The Mishnah Berurah says that the din is like them. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says there is an exception over here. However, everybody would agree. The Imchalon Pasuach Lo Min Habayis. If there is a window that opens up onto this rooftop area from the house, like a skylight or some sort of an access area to this rooftop, and the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaslo, the Imchalon Pasuach tells us from the Rosh that this is talking about a window that is 4x4 Tvachim wide, and this is also brought down the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shinai and Dalit. So if you have such a window, then Hevik Rishus HaYochid, then this rooftop will now have the status of Rishus HaYochid. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Samach Zayin, Lagag, this rooftop window opens up onto the roof. You can use the roof via this rooftop, this window. So therefore, the entire roof is considered like a hole in the Rishus HaYochid, which was already explained many times, has a halachic status of a Rishus HaYochid. Mechaber continues and tells us the din that we alluded to a moment ago in the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein zizin abolten in hakosav. You have these ledges that are extending out from the wall as well. The yesh ben arba al arba. So this ledge coming out from the wall is 4x4 tefachim wide. So it also has a status heavy karmelis, not a rishus hayochid. Again, unless elo in kein chalon habayis pasuchlem. Unless there is a window that extends out to this area, and then this area is considered chore rishus hayochid and would be considered like rishus hayochid. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if kon samaches these projections coming out from the wall, wrote Shlomar, Avshem Gavoin L'malam Yisori, and if they're more than 10 Tvachim high. The stamp position of the Shulchan Aruch is over here, Kivin She'en Alei Mechitzu Svivam, since they don't have walls around them, Din Karmelis Aleihem. Then the stamp position of the Mechaber is that it does have the status of a Karmelis, not a Rishus HaYochid, like the Elie Rabbah and the Vilna Gaon brought down the name of Rishonim, argue with this opinion. And therefore, according to the Mechaber, Yosef Laniach Me Rishus HaRabim, Vechem Rishus HaYochid Aleim. You can't go and bring something from Rishus HaRabim onto this or from Rishus HaYochid onto this because Midi Rabbanon, you can't bring from Rishus HaRabim onto a Karmelis or from Rishus HaYochid onto a Karmelis. As we already pointed out, however, the Elie Rabbah and the Vilna Gaon, in the name of those various Rishonim, argue with this Stam Mechaber. But if the window opens up to the ledge over here, as I mentioned, then this is considered like a hole of Rishus HaYochid, and you're allowed to consider it as an entire thing as Rishus HaYochid. Now we go to Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Chorei Karmelis, Einon Karmelis, as opposed to the Chorei of the Rishus HaYochid, which we pointed out had the halachic status of Rishus HaYochid, the holes in the wall, in a Karmelis area that are attached to the walls next to the Karmelis, these are not considered like a Karmelis. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Ayin, Haino Achorim Sheklapi Karmelis, these holes are adjacent to the Karmelis. For example, you have a house over there, you have a house next to this Karmelis valley, and you have these holes in the walls of the house that are only reachable from the Karmelis, not from the inside. Umayri, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. She'enam over the Eveleve. They don't go through and through the walls of the house. The Ilav Hachim, because then it would be considered heavy Chorei Rishus HaYochid, as we've already pointed out, because the El Basif, Cotton Tess, Ayin Shon Mishnah Berurah, as we've already explained, that anything that goes into the Rishus HaYochid has the status of the Chorei Rishus HaYochid, even if it goes through and through. So here, the wall over here has a hole in it that's only reachable from the Karmelis. So it doesn't have the status of a Karmelis. That's what the Mechaber is telling us. So what is its status? So the Mechaber tells us, Elohim nidonim lefi govam v'rochbam. It has to be looked at individually. And how big is it? How tall is it? And that will determine what its halachic status is. The Mishnah Berurah explains, as if Sifkot Nayin Aleph, what those potential statuses are. Hainu, he says, the im rechovim arba al arba, if it's a 4x4 tefach area wide, and lengthwise and widthwise, v'govon mishlosha tvachim v'yad asara, and it's between 3 and 10 tvachim tall above the ground, so then heavy karmelis, that's a halachic karmelis. However, v'im lo, but if it's smaller than that, heavy mokum petur, then it would be a mokum petur if it's less than 4x4. V'afilu hen gavoy min aritz l'malam yasara, and even if it's higher than 10 tvachim above the ground, because as we said, above 10 tvachim, there is no din of a karmelis. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds, this is if there are at least 3 tefachim above the ground, these holes in the Karmelis walls. If it's less than 3 tefachim above the ground, then even then it's less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide, then they still are a Karmelis and not a Mokum Ptur. Why? Because they become subordinate to the surrounding Karmelis ground. As we've already explained, if they're less than 3 tefachim above the ground, they're subordinate to the Rishus HaRabim. So here too, they're subordinate to the Karmelis. Now we go to Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber writes, Geder Karmelis. The rules of a Karmelis are as follows. Shalohe pachos me arba al arba. It can't be smaller than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim to be considered a karmelis. Smaller than that, it's a mokum tur. The eino tofeses, and it likewise doesn't extend elo ad asara. It doesn't go above 10 tvachim, as we brought down earlier in the year today. This is the source for that statement. And ulamala me asara, any area above 10 tvachim, even if it's 4 by 4 tvachim wide, so then heavy mokum tur. It has a halachic status of being a mokum tur. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nayin Beis, these are the rules of the Karmelis. Rotsu lomar, kalal din Karmelis. The Mechaber is telling us some general rules of a Karmelis. Sifkot Nayin Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here that The Mechaber holds da kilu ba mikule rishus harabim umikule rishus hayochid. These statements about the Carmelis take leniencies of the rishus harabim and apply it to the Carmelis, and leniencies of rishus hayochid and apply it to the Carmelis. What do we mean? Mikule rishus harabim, in some ways it has the leniencies of rishus harabim, the eino tofeses elo ad asar tvachim, because just like rishus harabim doesn't go above 10 tvachim, so too the Carmelis doesn't go above 10 tvachim. Ukidil el b'sifyud beis, as we already previously learned in sifyud beis. The lo havik rishus hayochid, as opposed to rishus hayochid, ola ad lorakia kidil el b'siv hey, and not like rishus hayochid, which goes up forever to the sky, as we've learned in siv hey. That's the kula of the rishus harabim that's applied to the karmelis. Umikula rishus hayochid, the leniencies of rishus hayochid that apply to a karmelis, the lo ye pachus mi'arbo tvachim ala bar tvachim. It must have a length and width of at least 4x4 tvachim in order to be considered a karmelis. Ukidil el b'siv beis, because smaller than that, the im ha'amud machzik pachus mi'zeh, if it's an area that's less than 4x4 tvachim wide, length and width, have a makom p'tur. It has the halachic status of makom p'tur, and this we will learn more in detail in tomorrow's shir, ukdil kamei b'sifyut tes, when we finish off this siman. Sivkot nayin dalit, above 10 tvachim, it's a makom p'tur, wrote Shlomo, and Abchav is telling us, in Ishbur says, shema amud hayo rochav arba al arba. If this platform over here, this post, that the pillar that that we're talking about, is 4x4 tvachim wide, upachos me'as sar bago, but it's less than 10 tvachim, so yesh olav din karmelis, that's a regular din karmelis, as we learned. But if somebody were to stand on that, v'kolat minho avir sh'olav l'mala me'as sar, and he takes something that's in the air, above that, from more than 10 tvachim above the ground, so then that's a makom p'tur, even though you're in a karmelis. Mutur lahotzi l'rishus harabim, and you'd be able to take that thing and bring it into rishus harabim, because there is no issur going from a makom p'tur into rishus harabim, or l'rishus hayochid, or there is no issur to take it from the makom p'tur into rishus hayochid. The have kolat mimkom p'tur, because you took this item over here from a makom p'tur, which is allowed to then be brought into a rishus hayochid or into a rishus harabim. Likewise, if you put some sort of an additional post on the top of this karmelis, and now the entire thing is more than 10 tvachim above the ground, so then this would halachically be considered a mokum tor, and again, you'd be allowed to go take from it. You could take something from Rishus HaRabim and put it on top of this post, or something from Rishus HaYochid and put it on top of this post, because it's a mokum tor, and that is permitted. Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'yamim unecholim." If you're dealing with bodies of water over here, lakes or rivers, mimayo mashchinan. How do we count the 10 tefachim above the ground? These things have the status of being a karmelis, so you count the 10 tefachim from the top of the water, mimayo mashchinan, and not from the ground. As the Mishabur says in Sifkar 9, hey, wrote to Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Mishabur says, "Shein modedin huasor tefachim mikarkoyet sayam." You don't take it from the bottom of the riverbed, ela misvas hamayim lamala, from the surface of the river and upwards. And therefore, the Mechaber writes, "Hilkach hanoto mehem me'al pnei amayim." If you were to take something from the water over here, ad asor ba'avir heavy karmelis, in the first 10 tefachim from the surface of the river, or the surface of this body of water, is considered the karmelis. And then, if you bring it above that, lemalam asor ba'avir heavy makom p'tur, and you'd be allowed to do so because you're allowed to bring from a karmelis into a makom p'tur, as the Mishabur tells us in Sifkot 9 vav. But also letaltel l'sham arba amos, you wouldn't be allowed to do it less than tefachim to move this water that you took more than dalet amos b'rishus of the karmelis. Or to take it from there into Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, because you're not allowed to do that from a karmelis. But Sifkot Nayin Zayin, if you're more than 10 tefachim above the ground, Rotz Lomar, Shim Rotz Letal Talamayim Shonot Talmei Al Pnei Amayim. If you take the surface water and you bring it more than 10 tefachim above the surface of the water, and then you want to go and move it Dalet Amos, you'd be allowed to. Olicho Arba Amos Ba'avir L'malam Yasar Mutter. That would be permitted, because the Hari Hu Molich B'Mokum Ptur, because in that situation you'd be moving it within a Mokum Ptur. The Ramah adds over here, Hagah Bor Ha'omed the karmelis. If you have a hole, a pit inside this karmelis, afilu amok mea ama heavy karmelis, and if it even is 100 ama deep, then it does go down, as opposed to going up, it's only 10 tvachim. Going down, it could go down even 100 ama, and it would still be considered a karmelis. However, elo imkeinu rochav arba al arba, dein makom p'tur b'karmelis. This statement that we made is only true if it's not 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide, because there is no makom p'tur in the karmelis if it's less than that. If it's more than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide, then it's a separate halachic domain. But if it's less than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide, so then there is no makom p'tur inside a karmelis. Above a karmelis, yes, but not inside a karmelis. And this will be learned more in tomorrow's shir, k'moshin is bar b'samuch in Sif Yud Tes. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Ayin Ches explains the Eloi Omid Rishus HaRabim. If you're in the Rishus HaRabim, Hayin Nechshav Makom P'tur Kishen Bo'ar Bar Labar. In the Rishus HaRabim, if it's less than 4x4, then it is a Makom P'tur. Ud Kaneh B'Sif Yud Tes, as we will learn again in tomorrow's shir. Sifkot Ayin Tes. Even if it's 100 amah deep, we don't call it a makom p'tur. Wrote Shlomer, gam rochav pachus mi'arba al arba, and it's less than 4x4 tvachim. And the reasoning is v'tam mishum dhu batel legabi yakarmel shulom edbo. It's subordinate to the surrounding karmelis, as we will learn k'tamei b'hagah b'dei arishon, as we'll learn in tomorrow's shir as well in the first opinion over there. And hard the karmel on together karmel shloy pachus mi'arba al arba, and that which we said that the karmelis normally has to be at least 4x4 tvachim, al kochach ayul adea hagah zu hecha da amud ome b'shus harabim. That's when it's within a b'shus harabim. The elohi ome b'karmelis, because if you're in a karmelis itself, afilu pochos mi'ar balabah, it still is considered a karmelis. Gam kishim karmelis olay, the mosu minismino, ubatal ligabe. It is subordinate to the surrounding area. Sivkot and pay, the oz have a b'shus hayochim. If it's 4x4, then it would be a b'shus hayochim, and these rules don't apply. That concludes today's shir.